This is it. This is your last chance to get 70% off my e-courses at schoolofthespirit.tv. This is it. We're moving to a new platform, and many of these courses will never be seen again. Grab what you can. The prices are already marked, as listed, at schoolofthespirit.tv. The School of Spiritual Warfare, the School of Prayer, the School of Deliverance, the School of the Seers, the School of Prophecy is waiting on enrollment. This is not part of the sale. The schools are not open until the new platform, but when they open, great stuff is happening. I'm adding new stuff, secret sauce. Wait for it. Grab hold of it now. Get on a wait list or get what you want, whatever's there on the site at schoolofthespirit.tv. This is it. Last call. As part of Awakening Prayer Hub's 50-50 campaign, we're praying for one state each week until election week 2024. It's a critical time to pray for the U.S., and each state plays a key role in the union. Join us for our 50-50 campaign. There's still time. We're praying through at awakeningprayerhubs.com/50-50. Known prophetically as the East Gate for the King State, Maine has been dominated by the Republican Party for a century. However, the state is also known for its lighthouses, lobsters, seaside towns, and hiking. Maine is growing despite its challenges. Small businesses are expanding their operations. People are moving to the state to work and raise their families. Graduates are staying in Maine to pursue careers. And the gross domestic product has increased nearly 10% since 2019. That is good news. By the way, did you know that Maine used to be part of Massachusetts? Interesting. But like other states, Maine has its fair share of challenges, including addressing homelessness, building more housing, improving child safety and education, dealing with the opioid epidemic, and attracting and retaining healthcare workers. There's challenges everywhere. This week, Awakening Prayer Hubs is praying for Maine. We're going to pray. You're going to find all these prayer points at awakeningprayerhubs.com/global prayer room. So we want to start off repenting. We look at the roots in the state and we enter into identificational repentance for the covenant breaking of the Native Americans, the battles, the wars that were fought on the land, and the legalization of abortion. You'll be glad to know that Maine has historically been anti-racist. In other words, they've had anti-racism agendas, which is a really great thing historically. We want to pray for the families in Maine. You know, the families are the building block of the state. We want to see biblical order restored in healing relationships from domestic violence, divorce, and death within families. There's a strong LGBTQ community in Maine. We want to see them come to the Lord. We want God to lead them with his love and kindness to repentance. They could surrender to him and love him and walk with him. Maine's education system needs help. We need a reintroduction of biblical values and truth into the classrooms. We want to pray for a spirit of wisdom and knowledge to rest on educators. We want to pray to dismantle any terror cells in the state of Maine and abolish abortion. We want to see a cyber attacks. I mean, these cyber attacks, they're rising everywhere, and some big ones are coming down the pike. We don't want to see that happen in Maine or any U.S. state. I want to ask God to send forth his angels, and we want to pray for righteous rulership and the state officials, and you know, the elections are coming up. We want to see government reformers rise up with an agenda to advance the kingdom in Maine and through that in the U.S. as a whole. We want to pray for the economy. We want to see the gospel run swiftly through Maine, all, you know, from border to border. And we want to see revival. Decree awakening, revival, and societal transformation in Maine. Join us. Get the link to the Zoom call when you're on the email list. You can go deeper with us. You can pray these points anytime, but join us officially. Go deeper with us. Pray for revival and major issues in your city. If you can pray just 30 minutes a month for your city, you qualify. Awakening Prayer Hubs is looking for 1,000 prayer warriors to raise up as prayer leaders in the nation. Launch a hub, join a hub, or sponsor a hub at awakeningprayerhubs.com. Join the movement. And remember, get what you want. The sale at schoolofthespirit.tv is ending.